The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Here we go, everybody. Good morning. It is 5:59, jumping over 6 a.m. straight up Friday, the 17th morning of September 2021. Good old 710 KNUS, and the beat goes on. 75, a little cooler today. It's motorcycle riding day right after the radio show. 92 Saturday and 90 on Sunday. We got a packed house, but Vincent is going to join us out of the box from Step 13, or now Step Denver. You know, I think Billy tells you we have a little village of the unhoused that seems to be growing daily, and they have begun to occupy under the bridge by the radio station. They've taken over the riding up the bike trail to the Cherry Creek bike path. I go downtown and look, and I saw the mayor's budget. That's staggering how much money the city took. And I love when they say to fight homelessness. All right, Vincent, it's all yours. What's going on?
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm great.
I haven't quite looked at that budget yet, but definitely we're going to take a look at that and see.
We're fighting homeless. No,
fighting it. Yeah.
No, you're what the hell's wrong with these people?
I don't know. If they just keep throwing money at it, it's going to solve it, right there, Peter.
Well, that's the liberal mindset, you know. One's good, two's better.
Yeah, right?
Well, of course, definitely.
So, yeah, I was just speaking to Billy about the little village that you guys have getting set up over there.
So,
you know, I mean, our cities on outside of downtown Denver are starting to look just like downtown Denver. So, you know, when they do these sweeps and move them, you know, I mean, these people obviously are sick of being moved over and over, that they're starting to go to the outskirts of downtown Denver. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that one, and the Civic Center Park is my favorite. That's my really favorite one. How it's rats. We got to close it because of rats. Rats are only a function of something else. Human waste. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So now they're closing that down indefinitely until further notice. So, we'll see. We'll see. It's always interesting to drive down Broadway there. And, you know, if you're going southbound, you look to the right and, you know, there's all this trash, you know, homeless people doing drugs. And, you know, and then you look to the left of the Capitol and it's like beautiful. It's like a whole nother city. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. I see where the priority lies.
I get the picture. I mean, and this, again, there's going to be a new mayor eventually, and I think Hancock's got a year and 4 months or something left.
Yeah.
And, you know, my God. But this is John Hickenlooper's road home, coming home. That's what this is. And so, I don't know. So how can we help you this morning, my friend?
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to give you an update. You know, last time we talked, I think we were at 305 in vehicles donated, and now we're at like 325. So your listeners have donated 325 cars to Step Denver alone.
That's so good.
So that's huge. And so we always say, you know, for every one vehicle donated, gives one man the opportunity, you know, to enter our program, to have a safe, structured place to call home as he does that hard work to recover and rebuild his life. And, you know, it's been, you know, with the pricing of used cars going up, you know, it's turning out for every one vehicle gives two men the opportunity. So, you know, I just wanted to call in and thank your listeners so much for the huge support. And, you know, just those 325 men, you know, it gives Denver and Colorado a $21.3 million local economic impact. So they're putting that money back into the community. So true. You know, we don't take that government money. So that's huge.
I got to tell you something, you guys. First of all, it's amazing to see that it always happens. Step began with, we've talked about so many times, Bob Cote many years ago, and became part of Bob's board and became a very close friend of Bob's. We lost Bob. Paul came in, stepped into the breach. Vincent's there. He runs all of this part of it. 303-296-STEP is the phone number. And if you got a car, truck, a motorcycle, you got a boat, you got an RV, and it's just sitting there doing nothing, and matter of fact, Tommy Muller's wife's giving her car. I think she might have given it this week, if not next week. And it's a tax deduction for you, and you help a guy. And I don't know, pal. I mean, that's as far as I can take it. But I have indeed I've seen miracles, if there is such a thing. I've seen them happen in STEP. I really have.
Yeah, I'm talking.
I'm talking to one of them.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, people think, you know, their old vehicle doesn't have impact, but, you know, I'm living proof that, you know, vehicles do impact because, you know, as being a graduate of STEP, you know, I mean, it definitely supported me. It allowed me to enter the program and, you know, rebuild my life. And, you know, Peter, I just sold my home and I'm purchasing my second home.
I know.
And I couldn't have done that without, you know, the support of, you know, vehicle donors and, you know, all the accountability and the hard work that I did at STEP. So, yeah.
I wouldn't have. I think I remember when you came in. That was one of those things. Well, and this is the last chapter of What's the Use? And we've all had that moment. And it's great to I remember Vincent coming in, and the Vincent that I talked to today, two separate guys. And that's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, man.
Definitely.
Punch the number one more time.
Yeah, 303-296-9020.
You are a special, special guy, and the city is shoveling a certain substance against the tide right now, and if there's a beacon of hope, it's at STEP, and Bob is Bob's proud. So we'll go get him.
Yes, exactly.
All right, brother. Thanks,
well,
Vincent.
Thank you, Peter.
Say hi
thank
to Paul.
Thank you so much.
All right, man. Thanks. All right.
I will.
You too. All right, 710knus.com. The third episode of The Shoot is now dropped with Sean Duffy angering up everyone. The MC1 Honor Run will go. Whoops. What was that? Kill, Billy. Kill. I don't know what that was. We on the air? Somebody here? What's going on there? Bill? What's going on? I got somebody on the air with me that I don't want. Billy! Billy, you're yelling at people. That was coming out on the air. We were somehow on the air. You were engaged. You were engaged in a conversation. It's okay. We're cool. Maybe I could just hear it in my headset. Me doing something wrong? It's impossible. So anyhow, so the MC1 Honor Run is a week from Sunday, and Crystal Baldwin, Dave Baldwin's wife, will join us. Father Andre is going to be with us. And Kentana Zachary, the Lone Star, speaks. So do we want to take some calls here? What do we want to do, Coach? 303-696-1971. The Republican Party goes to Pueblo today and finds a way to screw it up. We'll see what happens there. And I ask this musical question, who are they? They are controlling you. Who are they? And have all these just wonderful, loving, kind text messaging being sent to me this morning. That's brilliant. I walked into one. Now you just turn on the Vita machine. Lindell is trying to get his ads back on Fox, and they keep rejecting him. I'm doing a lot of reading about the internals at Fox News, and it's really fascinating stuff, the war between the brothers and the old man and what happened on the night where the lie begins, and it's fascinating stuff. What else? We can take calls. Billy's having off-air conversations. 303-696-1971. Why don't I do this? We'll just do this. David Ellis. See, my man, David Ellison. By the way, lines are open, I think. I think lines are open, 303-696-1971. Yes, they are. Who are they? Who is that they who controls you?
Who are the they?
And I was talking earlier, they angered up many people that, you know, Tina Peters is back. Showed back up in Colorado last night at the Tina Peters rally. I wonder if the FBI will come and talk to her today. That'll be interesting to see. All right, you need, professional appraisals on all the valuables that are tucked away in your basement. You could see, what am I getting, Billy? What's happening here? I'm getting dial tones on the air. That's not my fault. As we all know around here, nothing is my fault. How'd that happen? Did you hear it? I'm doing nothing.
No, what are you doing?
I'm touching nothing. I got this.
Yes, you did. You locked the phone line on the air.
Yes, I did.
Right, yeah, now, so you are touching buttons. Stop.
Well,
stop.
I was making noise.
Maybe you did it again. You've locked the phone on the.
It was making noise.
Because you're pushing the buttons.
Only because it was making noise.
No, it doesn't make noise until you push the buttons.
Doesn't? No, I doesn't touch the buttons.
No, yes, you did. You've touched the buttons.
What is number one rule? It's never my fault.
Okay, I forgot that. You're right. Okay, it's not your fault. I'm sorry. Lines
are wide open. What's the number one rule? Blame someone else. If you can't blame someone else, if you can blame someone else, then it's not your fault. Professional appraisal for all the valuables tucked away in your basement. You could be sitting on a fortune in cash. Talked to him yesterday. David Ellison, Cherry Creek, paying top dollar for your diamonds and gold and sterling silver, wedding bands and Rolex watches. Instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. David Ellis offers confidential valuations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. There's no obligation. Free appraisals, private and confidential. Kids are back in school. You need money. Whatever you want to know. Know what something's worth for the insurance. Just want to sell something. Need some dough. Your reasons are yours. Buy a gift for somebody special. David's got plenty of good stuff as well. Beautiful, newly remodeled and expanded showroom, the Black Awning, 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek, davidellisjewelry.com. David Ellis, 303-322-8779, 303-322-8779. Beautiful, newly remodeled, expanded showroom, Black Awnings, 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek, 6 days a week, he's there. Okay, let's start again. 303-696-1971. Lines are wide open. Tina Peters came back to town last night. Let's see what happens there. I guess Lindell's already dropped a video in support. I mean, it's craziness. He put her on the lam, and then he never sold his airplane. Yes, he did. The FAA says he sold his airplane. And that's how you sell airplanes. You have to go through the government to do so. You're a liar. Well, I'm sure the government lies about that kind of thing all the time. Fox News will not take Lindell's money anymore. I think that's significant. This is in the media stories. I always read the media stuff. Lindell repeatedly has tried to get his commercials back on Fox News, and they keep rejecting him. It says, after angrily yanking my pillow ads from Fox in July, the pillow mogul, has tried to at least three times advertise on Fox, but no matter what he says, they say no, which may be the explanation why he has been on a three-day, I don't know how he had time to do a video, but he's been on a three-day telethon with one of the great con men of our time, Jim Baker. Baker's back apparently on KOZL in Springfield, Missouri. And Mike is selling pillows for children with biblical themes. The one I saw was Noah's Ark. And so they don't want his dough. It tells me a couple of things. One is... that he's in trouble. He's in financial trouble. He's trying to get back on and sell pillows, and they don't want him. Number one, why don't they want him? In this business, turning down money, I mean, it's a difficult thing to do. Especially, and again, I'm reading the Fox stuff, and it really starts to make more and more sense about Rupert Murdoch and his sons and everything that's happened, and that night when they call Arizona for Joe Biden and everything that spins and begins. But why wouldn't they take Lindell's money? It has significance. And we will see. All right. It's Eric, right? Eric. Eric, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Peter.
Eric. Morning. Yes, good morning.
Okay, straight to the point, young man. Anthony Gonzalez, okay, he's one of the 10 that impeached Donald Trump on the Republican side.
He voted, yes.
Yes. And he is not running again this time around.
Yes,
do you think the other nine are going to?
I have no idea, but I know Congressman Gonzalez needed security to protect his family.
Okay.
And he made a decision for it, and he made it. So I read it last night. By the way, he's a pretty tough guy. He's not a punk. He was a pro ball player. He's a tough guy, and his family, they needed security for his own family. Because he had voted for impeachment, and he didn't want to put his family through it, is my understanding. He doesn't want to, and I understand, you got little kids. You don't want crazy people out in front of your house.
Right. And then, like I was telling Billy, Well, we were, you know, conversing on this level. Why doesn't he change parties because of what he did? You know, as a Democrat?
See, this is what's happened to people like you. If you believe that Donald Trump did not win, then automatically you're either communist, alcoholic, gay, no woman wants you, or a Democrat. So, you know, the truth is this brilliant thing that cuts a sword. It's a sword that cuts through crap. Because you don't believe.
You know,
let me finish.
Parties.
People. Go ahead. Ben Campbell did. Ben Campbell was a Democrat, became a Republican.
Exactly.
You
yes,
can
sir.
Look, but that isn't what this is about. This is a man who has the principles of a Republican. He just doesn't believe a lie.
So, and that is he has no chance to win because Peter,
okay,
I can go down the line with Adam Kissinger.
But to me they're very brave people. Look, you know how easy it would be to sit here Monday through Friday and lie on the air to make you feel good or to make these other people feel good. Just sit here and lie.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, ask your opinion.
I'm just telling you.
Bowing out.
No, I'm not. He said his family has been. He's had to hire security. You ever been through that?
No.
Well, he has. And so he could. I could sit here and do a radio show and lie, and you'd feel good, and I wouldn't feel good about it. But I think that Gonzalez and others, they knew in their hearts what had happened, and they paid the price for it. History is full of people like that. They know.
So they didn't think this. They didn't think this out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Common
sense. Of course they thought. What? I could lie. So lying now becomes common sense. I'm waiting. Telling lies become common sense? And apparently, in the world of radio, it does. Or in the world of Republican politics, if you lie, then that's fine. If you don't lie, then we have to get you. Pretty sad.
He's in the party of never Trumpers at the beginning, Peter.
Hey, listen, there's people now that clear people.
Donald Trump loved this country.
Now we're not talking about that. We're talking about Gonzalez, aren't we?
Well, you're talking about the lie.
It is a lie. Donald Trump lost.
Well, he lost.
Yeah, and?
But it was.
And
like the rest of us out here, Peter.
Okay. Do you think
Biden would have never? Million votes, Peter.
Yes, he did. But do you think that
did he get it?
I'm not going to play this game with you. He won the election. Do you think that? Quit it. Do you think that former Senator McCain loved his country?
Yes.
Well, he lost. Let's go to Cheryl. You're on a radio show. Good morning. Thank you, Cheryl.
Good morning. Well, first I need, do you remember back when Ed Sardella was on 9?
Of course.
Who was the big sports guy?
And he's just give me some, whether there was a couple. There was a couple different ones.
The really big one.
It was, come on, Peter, make your mind work.
Less
Shapiro, but the big, well, you want names, I'm giving you names. But I can see him.
And then he went to 31 and did news.
Oh, Ron Zappolo.
Oh, thank you. Good God, I'd have never come up with that.
Listen, I did that the other day, and I'm thinking I can't come up with Norman Mailer's name. So it's a function, I think, of just me and you being old. With Ron Zappolo, and who I every once in a while run into him. He's doing well.
People think I'm interrupting them, but it's because all of a sudden I remembered what we were talking about 3 minutes ago, and blurted out.
Listen, I have reestablished a friendship with all the different guys I grew up with and stuff, and somebody can't remember. Then the text message goes off at 9:30 with the name.
Yeah.
Hey, was that guy? Oh yeah, I remember that guy. You know, and
well, here we are. Anyway.
Do
you remember how many Republicans had to board their front doors up and cower because they were being attacked by Democrats?
When? Where?
Well, for the last couple of years, Peter. You haven't really paid attention.
I have no idea what you're talking about, so help me out.
I'm talking about Republicans who were scared to death in their homes
Which one?
I think one was Josh Hawley, and he was out of town, and his wife and kids were in there alone.
Okay, well, I know that story. That's one. But you said Republicans.
Well, there are.
I'm not. You want me to defend Antifa? Is that what you'd like me to do here?
Well, I.
No, seriously. I mean, does it sound like? Wait a minute. Does it sound like? I said that Congressman Gonzalez said he had to hire security for his family. It doesn't make every Republican or every Democrat. What's wrong with you? One man we talked about.
Nothing's wrong. What's wrong with you is that why can't you ever? Oh, I don't listen that much anymore.
I mean, sure, I'm not in charge of your listening. What I'm saying to you is all Democrats and all Republicans, it isn't the case. Here's the deal. Gonzalez said, and I read him last night. Okay, now, then you turn around flipping on me about Republicans, and I don't get the question until you define it. So what would you like me to say?
I wonder why. And I don't listen to that. Listen to me a minute. That's your problem, Peter.
Yeah.
You don't. Why doesn't Jerry Corsi or Jack Cashel or John McManus or Tom?
We asked McManus on all the time, and he's like we just went through. McManus is an elderly man right now and has a lot of difficulty. Jerry Corsi isn't doing that many interviews anymore either. And as far as Jack Cashel, we're in touch with him right now on an Obama story.
I think they don't want to, because you never
Why would I lie to
you? You interrupt them, just like you do your callers.
Why would I lie to you about them not coming on the show or the shape that Mr. McManus is in? McManus and I have done radio shows together for 40 years.
Peter, I've listened since 1989, and you've become just a small person. You really have.
Okay.
You're just a small person anymore.
Because you disagree with me about Donald Trump. And then she hangs up. All right. Brian, you're on the radio show. Actually, I got to put you on hold because we're at a break. Actually, let's take his call. Brian, I'll give you 2 minutes into the break. Your turn.
Hey, Peter, did I hear you right? You said earlier anybody with room temperature IQ knows that Donald Trump lost?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, earlier. So are you saying that Matt Dunn is stupid, or what do you
Matt Dunn believes what he believes, and others believe what they believe, and if you want to try and box me, I won't do that.
Well, you said it.
I'll say it again. You believe that Donald Trump won the election, you personally?
I know he did.
Okay, then you're stupid.
It's not belief.
That's stupid. That's stupid. He didn't win.
He did win.
Okay, fine.
There's no way Biden. How many people came out to support Biden when he came to Colorado? How many people were there, Peter?
Okay.
How many?
All right. Well, that doesn't prove anything. That's not sound. It isn't sound. It doesn't make sense. You can't use an apple to define an orange because somebody comes to a rally. Look, listen to me, please, Brian. Do yourself a favor. Let it go.
Okay. Well, Peter. Why do the Democrats want to have mail-in balloting? Why do they want
to have
ID?
That doesn't prove
Could
anything.
It be because they like cheating? It they kind of like the system happened during COVID? Maybe?
Let's just take the break because, by the way, Donald Trump did a mail-in ballot.
Yeah, his was a secure mail-in ballot.
The other guys aren't.
Just like in California, they sent out 21 million unsolicited.
When you voted here in Colorado, mail-in, was your ballot secure?
I don't know. Mail-in ballot, they got to get rid of. They got to go back to the old school.
All right, 303-696-1970. What is this about? It just happens every day. I hate you because I don't agree with you. You should go to hell. I was put in hell this morning. Gary Cruz was sports anchor. Gary Cruz passed away. You guys, please. Am I saying this guy? See, this is like this little stupid little boxing game. What's going to happen eventually is lawsuits are going to happen. That's what's going to happen. There is no evidence. There's no proof. There is zero but belief. If you want to believe it, that's fine. That makes you happy. I could sit here and lie. I could Monday through Friday from 5 until 9 tell you lies. And then no one would put me in hell, and no one would condemn me, and no one would do these things because I'm lying to you. If you want the lies, there's places you can go and get the lies. I ain't it. What happened to Gonzalez? You can read what he said. He said he was worried about his family. Then all Republicans. No, that wasn't it. It was this. That's what this man said. I don't listen to you anymore. Okay, fine. Apparently, we do quite well. Billy, why don't we just crack the break and come back, 710 KNUS. All right. Friday morning, the 17th of September, 2021. Look, if crowd size meant anything, Taylor Swift would be president of the United States. I mean, it would be like, okay, as Taylor Swift, she sold Denver out three nights in a row or something. So she'd be, it's like when you do analysis, you understand when you look at these things and variances, this doesn't mean that. Crowd size means nothing. It just means Taylor Swift would be president. Friday morning, September 17, 2021, 75 the high today. Quick couple of emails. Then we go, why don't we just do the guest? Keep her out of the blast. Please say good morning. She's a dear friend and been a friend for quite a while. She was married to a Sergeant Dave Baldwin. When Dave lost his life, it began MC1, the honor run. Please say good morning. Welcome back. She's a dear friend, Crystal Baldwin. Hey, Crystal, good morning. Thanks for doing this again. Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'll let you know at 9 o'clock. I'm going on a motorcycle ride this morning with a bunch of friends. So I'm not even going to go to the gym. I got my long pants on and, you know, my big boy boots, and so I'm good to go.
I was going to say, you better have warm things, because at my house it's pretty chilly this morning.
Yeah, you know, I was one morning a year, I wake up, to, you know, your neighbors love the starting of Harley Davidson's at, like, so I only got one morning a year, and that's the morning we go to Sturgis, and you know, you see the neighbor's kitchen light go on, you know. Okay. So I didn't ride to work, but I dressed so I can go right home and get on the bike and go. Uh-huh. This is a wonderful woman. The MC1 really 8 years ago began this, and Frank DeAngelis and I were talking. It was unbelievable. It was 8 years ago because it had begun with, and this is where I met you and Dave first, was Emily's parade when we lost Emily Keys. And I didn't know that Dave was a cop. I just thought you were like this really cool biker, you know, couple. You ride your own bike, and just tell the story about David, if you would, please.
Oh, well, that's a long story, I guess.
we got time, believe me.
Oh, Dave, just a pretty amazing person. All those who knew him understood more about him. But, you know, one of the things when you were talking about not knowing he was a cop, that's kind of one of the things I really liked about Dave, you know. That was a part of his life, but he was a very well-balanced person. So, you know, it wasn't the only thing in his life. He loved being a police officer. He loved helping people out. But a lot of people were really surprised when he passed the things that he had done, because he never talked about those things. He liked helping people out. He liked doing things. Even his really close friends were so shocked, you know, at his funeral to hear everyone talk about all the things he was involved in and what he did, because they were like, Crystal, we just knew him as Dave. He never talked about all this.
I never did.
He did, you know.
When Frank called me, and I remember you guys all the time from Emily's, and I described Dave as a big raw bone guy, you know, and leathered up, a good rider, and, you know, the kind of, I don't want to say stereotypical, but the kind of motorcyclist that I love and respect. And he was, hey, Peter, and I was, hey, Dave. And I didn't put it together, because when he, what does Mark Miller call him? They call him duty motors. When he's riding his duty motorcycle, he's, you know, a Jeffco sheriff. And it just killed me and it was Frank that called me. And I remember that so well.
I think one of the reasons you didn't realize it is he sat in on the board and started helping out with Emily's ride later on.
Right.
So we found out about Emily, of course, we were, you know, stunned like everyone else, and we went to the first ride and all the rides thereafter. And then as his responsibilities as the motor sergeant for Jeffco, he ended up getting involved on the police end of things to help manage the ride.
Yeah.
And then was invited to help out, be and on the meetings with the board and things like that.
Yeah.
So I believe that's where, I don't know that you even really realized then.
No, I didn't put it together, but I was, you know, I was on that board and always in those meetings, but I'm sure it's just me, but you see a guy, you know, bikered up, and then you see a guy in a uniform. It's like, you know, my best example of that would be, I told you that my famous Jeff Schrader story. I'm washing my motorcycle, and this guy's washing motorcycles. You know, he's mild-mannered. He loves motorcycles. And we said, in the new, I don't know what year it was, it doesn't matter, like 2014 Harleys or something had come in. And I said, hey, man, want to ride over to Freedom and look at the new bikes? And he said, yeah, sure. And that's when Freedom was open. And we rode over and we're walking around looking at new motorcycles. And I said, I'm Peter Boyles. And I said, he said, yeah, I know who you are. And I said, who are you? And he said, I'm the sheriff of Jefferson County. And or he was running for sheriff, I think, then. He was running for sheriff then. And he's become, I'm going to see him on Saturday night. He is. I mean, really, just like those guys are just so great, Mark and him and all those guys. And they're just amazing.
They're amazing. I'll tell you that. The other thing I'll tell you is, you know, and I know people give lately, and over the recent years have given police such a hard time, but people have no idea how giving and caring and how much they live their motto, you know, their motto of never forget. I can't even tell you, you know, how much they live that. They still check in on me anytime something's going on to make sure I'm okay. You know, the sheriff's office will send me, you know, a little Christmas tree to plant or this or some kind of a surprise thing. If I need anything, those guys are there. The sheriff's office is there on the different levels of how over the years that they have kept that promise. It's just pretty amazing to me. They're all about community and family and taking care of their community, but also their own.
So this is the eighth time in the MC1 Honor Run, and it's a week from Sunday. It's at Columbine High School because thanks to Frank, and he's the other kind of a guy that Frank always makes sure.
People, Frank is amazing.
He really, truly is. I mean, he's a I'm having lunch with him. We have this lunch that we do on Tuesdays, and he's just, I love DeAngelis, and I'm going to see him Saturday. We're going to a get-together on Saturday with Frank and Diana. But every year they fundraise, and every year, and this next week we'll have some of the recipients on, and it just means everything. And it's the MC1 Honor Run. Thank you to Columbine High School. As they say, doors open at 8 a.m. next Sunday. I know you'll be there and sign up. You can either do it online, MC1. You can go to our website and find all that stuff, 710KNUS, or just show up and ink up and go for a ride, and we'll go to the summit. And I made the mistake of telling my they have the laser tag now. My grandson, laser tag?
And this is the second year at the summit, so it's, and they're being such a wonderful, supportive, place to host and have everything. And from what I understand, they're having live music outside.
Yes,
and
got a band.
And have a band, and they have, you know, a whole area outside set up, so you can sit out there and eat and listen to music if you want, or play laser tag.
Not with those guys. They're the pros.
They're the
professionals. It's like riding motorcycles with those guys, and they do that. They do that dead stick on Lookout Mountain. I'm going, nah, you're making that up. I rode with them on that event, the Thin Blue Line event, and you get between them, and you're like, as a somewhat amateur motorcycle rider.
Oh yeah.
But when you get between Mark Miller, and you're just asking for trouble, and they can ride motorcycles, and you know, they dead stick Lookout Mountain. I'm going, nah, you guys don't do that. Yes, we do. I'm going, oh, man.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Oh, they can ride.
You ride them, and you get in. Like, we were lucky enough to be able to ride with them close up in the riding. And watch them, you know, be 12 inches off each other's handlebars and the things that they can do. You know, Dave used to ride and do a lot of practicing and try to teach me things. Of course, I wasn't nearly as good as them, but I did pick up better skills for sure.
Well, you know, get behind Mark Miller. And, you know, Jeff's a good rider. Jeff's a real good rider. Mark Miller's a incredible rider.
Yeah.
So you'd sort of tuck in behind him and watch his hands, watch his head, you know, and he taught me, you know, the bike goes where your eyes go. That was one of the lessons that Mark taught me. And anyhow, you're the best, and I know you'll be there. We'll probably drop with you next week again. But it's Crystal Baldwin, who lost her husband, whose radio call sign was MC1, and that's why it's the MC1. I don't care. You know, somebody said, I don't care what kind of motorcycle you ride. And then, of course, you can end up at the summit, drive your car up and put some money in the hat. And somebody sent me a check for $100, and I'll bring it to the meeting on Wednesday night. And you're the best. Safe.
Thank you, and thank you for helping with this, Peter, because, you know, what so many people don't realize is what MC1 does is brings hope to families and the people who really, really need it and are really, really down and out. And it's not just about the money. It's about the community that continues to support them, you know.
You see these guys in action. Yeah, they're the best. I mean, they're the funniest. I say this about what kind of radio used to be. It was fun to come to work, and there was a, you know, there wasn't any place else you'd rather be. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that in cops and firemen, firefighters as well, paramedics as well. There's something about that inner circle. And every once in a while, I get invited to something, and Saturday night I'm invited to something. And when they're away from the spotlight and the microphones aren't on, that's an amazing group of men and women. It truly is. So,
they are. And I mean, you know, the things that they do behind the scenes, like, you know, you talked about Mark Miller being a wonderful person, but he works so hard for this event, you know, and he does not necessarily want any credit for that. He does it from his heart.
Yeah, I got to force him to get on the stage. I just won't come on. You know, man, DeAngelis, you know, but quick story. We were in a meeting last, I don't know, whatever it was. He's not there. They're not there. And they came out. We had a bomb. I had some lame caller, you know, we had a bomb. Okay. Crystal, take care. I love you. We'll talk. Maybe we'll probably talk again next week. Thank you, dear. Be safe.
Okay. Goodbye. Thanks, Peter. I'll see you soon.
You too. Dave Baldwin's wife, Crystal. And it makes all of this insanity that we go through every morning sort of worthless, isn't it? All right.
Yeah.
As home prices rise, thank you, Crystal. Be safe. Home equity does as well. And see, Billy, that's what I'm saying about what's going on with these phones. It really is interesting this morning. What are we doing, pal? All right, drop.
Wait, what did you just do?
I didn't. She was still on.
I know.
I dropped
saw.
Her. And
yeah,
she
was still on, and then you pushed another button, and then two other phone lines connected.
Good.
We've got something on 7 that doesn't even work.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
Great.
I think this
is ridiculous. There's only one solution to this.
Road trip.
Yeah, good night, everybody.
Road trip.
That's it. We're just going home.
There's only one answer to this.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Yep, road trip. Yeah.
Come on, do the ad. You want to take the break?
Oh, let's just go home.
All right, take a break.
They won't notice.
Right back after this. All right. We are having phone problems. We're having phone problems. Billy Thorpe and the phone goes off on its own. Finally, Dr. Thorpe agrees. Good morning. 6:48, 12 before the hour. Friday morning, 75 will be the high, 92 Saturday and 90 on Sunday. The United States of America has been conducting presidential elections for 232 years. And I'm not aware of any candidate who ever refused to accept the results and recognize the legitimate winner. And Donald Trump does not. And if you spend some time, you'll know they began talking about lies and steals long before it happened. And all of these court cases and all of this nonsense that's been done, not one of them. Not one time were these cases ever, they were dismissed more times than not by conservative judges appointed by Donald Trump or other Republicans. The unwillingness, and we can hear the anger of voters, I hate your show, I hate you, I hate this. See that, Billy? That was not me. That was just doing it. It's juju in the phones. But the loyal supporters of Donald Trump that do what they do will keep believing that something happened in 20 that never happened before. An election was stolen, a national election. It wasn't. Joe Biden won by more than 7 million votes time after time when given the chance to offer actual evidence of fraud. The lawyers, people like these buffoons like Lindell, the Kraken and others, they can't. Now they argue a different way that they had the right to say it because they're in trouble, they're being sued. I don't know what to tell you. It's an extraordinary moment. It's an extraordinary moment for talk radio. But this idea, these mysterious batches of votes suddenly materializing and all these kinds of things, none of it's true. I mean, and I'm really sorry. I'm very sorry, but it gets into this belief part of religion. And there's echoes of all of this stuff that just continue. And the claim first that was in Georgia, there were 143,000 votes. And that was never true. Arizona isn't true. None of it's true. The claims that come and the claims that go, and it isn't true. the Michigan Republican stronghold where unofficial results initially showed Biden beating Trump by roughly 3,000 votes. And then everybody got mad to turn out to beat him by more. Trump wasn't liked. I'm sorry. I know you love him. I know he is your savior person. And if you want me to lie, and believe me, I mean, I'd be out of the blast to sit here Monday through Friday and tell lies. Telling lies in America, as it's called. I can't do it. I couldn't lie about, you can't lie about WMDs. You couldn't lie about all kinds of different things. You can't lie about who murdered the little girl up in Boulder. You can't tell these lies. You just can't do it. So if you want lies, there's other places to go to get lies. And we're not going to box anybody in, but the time's going to come. And you can't compare and contrast. What about this? So that proves that, because they would throw you out of graduate school if you tried to do that. And if you tried to say such things as, well, the size of a rally means that Donald Trump won, and that would mean that Taylor Swift would be the president of the United States. Lindell now has just fallen onto, look at what's happened to the crack, and look what's happened to Giuliani. Look what's happened to these people. They were your radio heroes. They'd appear on shows, and everybody would cheer them on. And now Lindell apparently issues a video. Tina Peters is back. She's replaced the crack, and she's now the Joan of Arc of the church. You guys, well, you think I do this because I want to jerk you around? Or do you think we do it because it's the truth? We do it because it's the truth. The truth will set you free. You can believe what you want to believe, and I'm fine with it. You can make all the threats that you make, and that's okay too. But it's never about the truth, is it? It's always about a belief. And when you can't show what historians demand, the receipts, and it's just a comparison analysis. Well, over there, that happened, so this happened. No, that's not true. One doesn't make the other true. I am sorry from the bottom of my top 40 heart. I am sorry. But you want to believe it? Go ahead and believe it. It's only going to get you jammed up, and it's only going to cause a civil war inside of the party, because the people who understand what happened, that Donald Trump lost, and if you back and you read and you look and you listen, they're beginning to tell the lie even before the outcome of the election, because the polls, internal polls, Donald Trump's pollsters, not people that you hate, but inside people say, Mr. President, you're in trouble. And then that night in Arizona that I've been reading a lot about turns the corner as well. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean to make this woman mad at me, and I don't mean to make these other people mad at me. You know, the truth is this really interesting thing. Galileo and Copernicus and others, and I'm not comparing myself, they said, here's the truth about the universe. Here's the truth about the world. Then we have to be imprisoned. Then the church has to go after people. And that's really kind of what this is. You're a heretic. You're a witch. Why? Because you don't believe these things. Remember, the operative word is believe. Now, you know, watching, why is Fox News not taking Lindell's money? Somebody knows something. Something's coming. He's being sued by Dominion, and they're going to get him. And those lawsuits are going to drop lower and lower, and they're going to drop into talk radio. Mark my words. What's happened to our business is, like I said, it's a thing of beauty and a joy forever. We'll come back on the other side. I think Father Andre, who went through COVID, I think we have Andre lined up to go. 710 KNUS, we are, with apologies, Denver's Talk Station.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.